Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 15th of August 2018, and this is the 861st Moll Out Loud podcast. It's quite late again. It's certainly pitch dark outside. It's 6:15, and I have been having a really good time writing, and the time just has been flying away from me, which very, very rarely happens. So that's been lovely. It's been a really great time. But I realized if I didn't podcast soon, that MailChimp would beat me to it again. And I also need to eat. I don't know quite why I feel I need to eat. I had a very, very naughty lunch today. I usually avoid wheat, and I went to a different place for lunch with a friend, and a lovely, funky little spot. And I had ravioli. Homemade ravioli with, what did it have in it? Spinach and mozzarella, I think. Spinach and mozzarella with a very buttery, lemony sauce. And really, really delicious. I always feel that if I'm going to break rules, I need to break them in a way that is memorable and thoroughly enjoyable, and this was. So that I had a very lovely lunch, and I'm not quite sure why I should feel hungry now. It seems sometimes when you eat more or eat the things that you probably shouldn't have, your cravings grow. And although I'm not craving more carbs actually at the moment, or more butter, or more wheat, I do feel hungry. So perhaps a vegetable sort of a supper, I think. I was going to cycle down to this spot in the today. It's one of the nice things about having my bike is that I feel I can go to places that are a bit further afield, just a bit far to walk, but experiment a bit. And this was one of the places on that radar. But it was so wet and windy today. Just pouring, actually, most of the day. The winds were supposed to be much stronger than they actually were during the day, although overnight it was so wild. I felt quite exhausted this morning when I woke up. So that didn't happen. I didn't bicycle there, but given that we had already made the commitment, that was where I headed, and I had a lift. So that was good. The buses were beginning to look quite complicated, and walking felt like a major undertaking with leggings and so on. So it was a beautiful lunch and a really nice little bit of time out during the day, during my writing day. Because I certainly wouldn't have gone out at all if I hadn't had that arrangement. But coming back and just being able to listen to the rain and hunker down over my writing, it was a perfect day for doing that. The only downside is that I am feeling a bit stiff. I haven't really walked properly, as you know. I did a bit up on Knocklofty earlier in the week, but when was it? Monday, probably. And now it's Wednesday, And rain forecast for every day for the next 6 days, but perhaps not quite as wild as today. I was really glad yesterday evening at the cave that that I broke this being stuckness with writing and felt able to get moving with writing this outline and keeping a notebook of changes that I might want to make or things to consider that are. The notes are now sequential and I'm marking them with which part of the manuscript they will fall into. So with any luck, they'll be much more accessible when I go back to them and actually draw them through. Draw them through the outline, but also draw them through the main novel, because some of them are much too detailed bits of information to put into the outline, which needs to stay as uncluttered as it possibly can. I'm hoping to continue with this for today and, well, maybe not so much more today, maybe an hour or so. But for tomorrow and Friday and on Saturday, I have another cave session with this writing buddy. So a good kind of in-depth stint. So yes, by the end of the week, I would really like this new outline to be there and with an end, with an end that feels right. And then I can spend next week when I have the surge and I'm offline working out which scenes are missing and what might need to be removed or changed before that surge starts. It would be good to have a print out of the whole novel before then, but that might not happen. I do really want to have a print out of the relevant pieces but not the irrelevant pieces for when I start the novel self-editing course in 4 weeks time. So I feel that I've got a plan at the moment, and that is good. I do hope that you too have been able to engage with whatever's most important to you, and whether it's this kind of full engagement that I'm feeling at the moment, or whether it is a daily date that you have with whatever's most important, whether that's setting a little bit of time to think about it or dream about it, or work on it, or whether you're consciously thinking about or planning a time when you will be able to do it in the future, but a definite time in the future, not just I'll do it another time kind of thought. Or maybe you're taking a break from that thing and enjoying the dailiness of things, just enjoying being without needing to think about a most important thing. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.